East Coast. Broadcasting from the More Like Radio frequency. This is the Fifth Circle.
Dude, Larry, it's awesome being in the 1%.
We reject that message.
It's so great to be in the 1%. Dude, don't knock it till you try it. I literally went jet skiing and got blown twice yesterday.
Does he wear a condom when he fucks you?
No.
That a girl.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying condoms are for faggots.
Hey, listen, Alanis Morissette song.
What?
Well, we're trying to get a
I have no ass?
No ass,
I've always been told I have a good ass.
Yeah, you're laughing.
Hold on, I'll take my pants off.
No, whoa! Jesus Christ! He's actually, no! He's dead!
My pants are the rest of the show.
Fucking hell, I'm leaving.
This is actually happening.
Oh my god!
That's right. It's Fifth Circle Music. It's
That's
actually
correct.
Mersh, Royce, and Marie.
It's crazy,
and it's not a repeat.
This is live.
It's not a repeat at 1 a.m.
What time is it? What day is it?
On a fucking Sunday. It's a Fifth Circle secret show.
Yeah, let's do that. Fifth Circle secret show. What is?
I'm kind of excited. There's a lot of people in the chat room.
Everyone's happy. Everyone's like all pumped. It's like 1 a.m.
Hammy, Punchy, Red Sox.
They're
going to
be so sad when they realize the show's not back permanently yet.
No, it's not. It's just.
It's, oh. Hi, kids.
Hey, guys.
So, it's 908-444-MLR1.
Whoop, whoop.
If we've paid the bills.
Yes, we have. We have.
All right.
I have kept all the bills up to date, sir.
They are current.
I missed a couple of conference calls.
Yep.
Looking at Serial Killer Mitch.
Of course, yep.
Joining us tonight. And I don't know. There's going to be a bunch of weirdos popping in.
Who knows?
Stupid weird Ashley might call in and talk about Pokemon.
Oh,
I don't know. then I'll talk about fucking his sister. It'll get weird.
Yeah, whatevs, bro. I guess what everyone's excited about is, Mersh, what have you been up to for the past 6 months?
Dying inside.
Working harder. Hardly working. Am I right?
I'm working a lot and making really good money. So that's fun. But I'm also in a complete tailspin. So there's that.
Woo!
It's kind of, you know.
There's Mersh's life.
There's an ebb and flow to the way I do things. So, you know, right now, things
but hey,
are
better,
great.
Better than an Evan Weiss way of doing things.
Where it's just always like, you know what? My life is cyclical. Whereas Evan Weiss's, it's just always in decline. You know, like, let me put it this way. Like, my life is kind of like the Russian economy. It's up and down every 10 years.
Speaking of up and down.
And then whereas Evan Weiss is more like Haiti, it's just always going to be horrendous and just covered with AIDS and earthquakes.
Speaking of up and down, why does Heather Hite have the haircut from Problem Child? Like the kid from Problem Child?
Does she think she's Miley Cyrus again?
Because that's what
actually,
I heard.
Hammy said that she has a Miley Cyrus haircut.
Yeah, I got a text from Hammy telling me that wherever some benefit he was at or something, and he saw Heather and our pal Dave over at a benefit for some sort of cancer benefit, comedy, whatever. And that, yeah, she had a Miley Cyrus haircut.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that you know what, we have to make fun of that haircut. In fact, the girl I'm hanging out with has the same exact haircut, which it's been awkward all day, but we have to differentiate the fact that that
Hold
haircut
on.
Works
oh,
really well when you're hot.
I'm sorry.
It works really well when
Heather
you're hot.
Heather Hite is a grandmother!
And the girl you're with isn't fat.
And hot. She's hot.
And she's
the
not
whole
a
thing
grandma.
Is, it's hot. It's, so yeah. if you're hot.
Old and fat ruins anything.
But... Old and fat.
Look, there's a picture in the chat.
No, she looks good. She's doing
Ooh.
Great.
Oh, my God.
Was she a cancer patient on one side of her head?
No.
If she were a cancer patient, I would have a boner for months.
Oh, it's so horrid.
Yes.
So, no, it doesn't make her forehead look any smaller.
They're doing fantastic.
They're doing great. I mean,
Dude,
really good.
Super.
Really good. I still, I believe they are the last podcast still using a compact computer.
It's
so
true.
That's good.
It's
doing good.
Yeah, I don't know why you have an AOL chat room.
Because, okay, hold on. Alex, listen, in their defense.
Hey, congratulations. You're the first podcast Bob Levy gave up on. You're the first. Let me put it this way, right? Bob Levy in the internet radio world is like, it's It's the girl that dated every single person in town. That's who Bob Levy is. But Dave and Heather are the first people Bob Levy ever dumped. Like Bob Levy's the guy dated everybody in town, yeah, but always got broken up with.
Well, look, to be fair, Bob Levy, our friend Bob Levy.
All right, well, first of all, I don't need. Here he is. I don't appreciate people talking about
me. Where you been, Bob?
I've been on the Howard Stern show. Okay. I was on there 5 years ago.
Right, security right now will kick and you right off the premises.
Well, I'm at Uncle Vinny's next weekend for like, I'm opening up for people.
Right. Who?
Well, I'm opening doors for people.
Oh, you're opening
I'm
doors.
I'm actually working at Uncle Vinny's as a door host now.
Okay. He's doing good, though.
It's good. I can sell drugs.
Okay.
Which is nice. No, but I'm clean. I've been clean for 2 years.
You got any Percocet?
I've been clean for 2 years, but if anybody has any Percocet.
That would be great.
90844.
Oh, Bob, I miss you. I miss Bob.
Nobody misses Bob.
Everybody misses Bob.
I hope he's dead as we speak.
He may be. He may be. All right, Mitch, I'd ask a question.
Hey, Dr. Kruger.
Yeah. Is that a Men's Warehouse shirt? What are you wearing?
Yeah, it's a free t-shirt I got from some airsoft thing I went to.
Is that a Men's Warehouse shirt? Because I don't like the way you look.
I guarantee it. speaking of which, is your girlfriend dead? I mean, sleeping?
You're going to like the way
you
look.
No, she's actually deer hunting.
Oh, of course. Makes sense.
I can picture Mitch in the Men's Warehouse commercial, too. You'd like the way you look. I guarantee it. Like a rapist?
Yeah, so...
Well, kind of, yes.
Is the look you're going for me a lumberjack always?
Like a rapist carrying a bow and arrow in Minnesota? Because that's what I essentially look like.
Okay,
I just want you to accentuate my look.
I want to back up for a second. What time is it where you're at? It was a two-hour difference, right?
No, it's 1 hour. It's 12.
It's 1981.
And why is she deer hunting at midnight?
Well, she's sleeping right now.
With deer?
But she's not here. She's somewhere else deer hunting.
No,
is that code for heaven?
Is she cheating on you?
I think deer hunting at this hour when your girl's saying that's code for getting black dick in her mouth,
no.
Pussy and asshole.
Oh, no.
If she's cheating on me, it's with my dad, so I guess congrats, bro.
Oh, no.
It really, dude, you really are from Minnesota.
Yeah, seriously. Come on. Don't do that. Make an auger for everybody. Wait, so hold on. Your dad is going hunting with your girlfriend, but not with you.
Yes.
That doesn't sound rapey at all.
No, that's not weird. That's not a weird thing, bro. It's very fucking normal.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Sure. Okay, if someone said, hey, do you want to go sit in a tree for a couple hours and not see anything, would you want to do it?
It depends. Am I waiting to see a woman get undressed?
I don't know. It depends. Are they going to fucking kidnap my girlfriend and take her instead?
Yeah, seriously.
Because then I'm uncomfortable with it. Yeah, I don't care. Look, you're going to take my girlfriend to the woods for 6 hours with guns? Yeah, you can tell me you're going to make deer jerky all you want, but at the end of the day, I don't want you trying to fuck my girlfriend at gunpoint
and
in the woods.
And unfortunately, I'm not as tough as Liam Neeson in Taken, so she's fucked.
I have no set of skills.
Yeah, she's fucked.
I actually do have a certain set of skills. They're all broadcast and bar management related.
Seriously.
I can't turn that into saving my girlfriend in the woods.
Hey, bro. But hey, you can make a mean rejoinder.
Honey's got me kidnapped. What do I do? I don't know. You're fucked.
I'm fucking not.
I have money. I could pay somebody.
I mean, I guess I could ask Dennis.
Could you get Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Because he was great in that movie.
Did you see that movie?
He makes him come back.
It's like, come on.
Well, if you want a job, I could fill out an application for you. That's about it, though.
All right. If you can't get me Liam Neeson, can you get me Ewan McGregor?
Either
the
one.
The other Jedi from the prequels?
Yeah, that one's fine, too.
Because I figure... If he's good, he's got to be okay, right?
Yeah.
He was in Train Spotting.
That's why he's okay.
He's fine.
He's doing good. Everyone's doing fine.
Whatever happened to Ewan McGregor? Like, every girl in the world wanted to blow him, and then he was gone.
Well, that was called Moulin Rouge.
Why? What happened to Moulin Rouge?
He was in it.
But why was, is that why girls wanted to blow him?
Yeah. Like, what happened? Did he fucking... You're still, I don't know the connection.
I'm sorry I threw a girl movie into the wrench here. Just go on.
This is why women don't do radio.
Itchy, yeah.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, why would you even bring that
up? What is that? Is that a Moulin thing? Rouge? Is that some sort of
thing?
Yeah, what is that? Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Here, Star Wars. He was in Star Wars. Just
okay, I got it.
So anyway, 908-444-MLR1, if your name is Mark Danaram.
Yeah.
You want to call
if
in
you
want to
call in, shithead.
Because I know that fucking empty prick has nothing
he's in the chat room. He's been waiting for you.
Of course. course he is. What is he doing other than making fucking obscure like late 90s hip hop references?
By the way,
hey bro, I'm 19, but I know Big L, so
I was
I'm
just
fucking
about to
deep.
Say the same thing.
Fucking asshole.
It's weird when a 19-year-old is making a fucking Q-tip reference. I mean, what's happening?
Just go fuck your mother. Stop. Dude, stop trying to be guy who's like fucking deep but from the streets.
Yeah, seriously.
First of all, you're Guyanan. You're not even fucking black. You have no fucking ethnic culture to really grip to. So suck a dick.
Yeah, why don't you fucking relax, Indian Mos Def? You're not that fucking deep. You're not changing the world.
Seriously. Stop sucking Talib Kweli's dick. Fucking piece of shit.
Just because his name sounds like he should be in your family doesn't mean you have to worship him. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not kidding. I hope he's dead.
Yeah, no, I know. It's fine.
I hope he's not dialing. I hope he actually picked up his phone to call in live and he fucking... I hope that tomorrow there's a fucking telephone pole surrounded with teddy bears and candles.
and one of those elephant gods.
Yeah, I hope he's on a don't text and drive billboard in a month. Fucking piece of shit.
You know, Mark Dannerim's last words to me were BR and that's it. Let's see those stupid commercials.
Yeah, dude, Mark Dannerim never texted me back that night. I just thought he was being rude.
Yeah, what a dick. I actually
remember
calling him a faggot machine.
I actually texted him a few more times, calling him a piece of shit, and that was after he fried up in the car like Ryan Dunn. In his fucking Buick Century or whatever his parents gave him. Bag of shit.
He's done anything.
Jesus Christ. Who else wants some? It's been a while.
Yeah, you fuckface.
Coming out swinging, faggots. I heard Punchy lost weight. What does he have, AIDS?
He does. Punchy.
So that's good.
He's under 30 and worried about diabetes.
Yeah, you know what's great, though? He's young. He never really had drug and alcohol problems. He's still in worse. He's doing DDP yoga, right? He's still in worse shape than Scott Hall.
Scott Hall and Jake the 30. Snake. Fucking.
Punchy looks like he is old enough to have performed in Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
You make fun.
Punchy looks like he's old enough to have fucking managed somebody in Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
You make fun, but you've been away for several months and everybody's got improved.
Okay, I get it, but Punchy still looks like an ant in Lord of the Rings. Go fuck his mother.
You go away and Punchy's losing weight and Hammy gets married. Everyone's just doing fine. We're fine without you.
They're not doing fine.
Whoa. We're doing fine.
No, fine. Look,
I hear Joel's in a steady relationship.
People are not doing fine. Joe Coletta was a mess for a while. Everybody's crazy. You guys all fell apart.
And by the way,
here.
Steady relationship, Joel. Joel still has to breathe into a tube before his car starts. So let's not pretend like he's got it all figured out.
Oh, my God, he's still doing that. Yeah. That sucks.
Yup.
I'll be doing that in a year.
It
probably.
Is installed, my friend.
Well, he's still not allowed in Jersey, too, right?
At all. Oh, yeah, because he has a warrant.
I'll be honest, dude, in Tampa, I've been living in Tampa for a month now. I've been pushing my goddamn luck because my job and my house are like really just connected instantly by the Selman Expressway. So you got to pay a toll, but it's like I pull out of my job and I'm pulling into my parking lot and I'm going to my house.
Why don't you just walk and then avoid the toll?
So I've been getting bombed driving home because I'm like, well, it's quick shot, whatevs.
Fuck it.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll work out.
No big deal. Who cares? I mean, seriously, it's Tampa. There's got to be people way drunker than you on the roads. Seriously, it's Tampa. I'm positive.
You know what's gonna happen? Some drunker person is going to hit me, and they're going to be like, dude, you were out of line. And I'm going to be like, what?
At least you have the decency to do it at night and not at noon, like some people. And Marsh is refilling his beer.
I'm not going to.
Emery, why do you look like one of the Fly Girls?
Except not fly.
Yeah.
Or a girl. Why do you look like one of the mediocrely Fly Girls?
Yeah, seriously.
I like how you just divert to me. It's fine.
Why do you look like one of the slightly levitating girls?
You guys just don't understand or appreciate a t-shirt that has the neckline cut off, Saul.
No, you're right. I don't.
No, I know. I just think you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, we'll agree with that.
Well, that may be true, but you're... I'm beerless.
She just trailed off. She just trailed off towards the end. I'm beerless.
I don't have a beer. That's sad. Sad for everyone.
So anyway, I don't even know why this happened tonight.
Well, here's why. Look, here's why.
Well, because you called us.
Yeah.
And then put it on Facebook. And then it had to happen because you wrote it.
Well, because Mitch whined, and then you whined.
Do you
Everybody
miss,
was whining.
Do you miss Life from the Morgue yet?
Of course. I love those guys.
I miss them.
Hey, guys, listen. Oh, no. You listen to Live from the Morgue.
You're not deep enough.
And, you know, we got guests coming on. I got world-famous open mic comedian Paul Stevens.
I'm sorry, who's that?
All right, that sounds like a good idea. Let's do.
Yeah. That's it. Is he doing that? Is he doing Lord Darkclaw or whatever the fuck?
Oh my god, I heard so much pent-up rage in Mitch's voice just
anyway,
now.
Anyway, I just want to say that, you know, I'm really happy to be with my new girlfriend, hit sci-fi author Susan Rose, whatever her name
Susan Dean. No, she was hit. Susan That's Dean. Why they say that.
she was hit by a car.
Yeah.
A tractor trailer, actually.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm really proud to say that even though I shacked up with a girlfriend for several months, built a studio in her house, threw her out of said house, and then brought a foreign to live with me who writes really horrible sci-fi books, I pulled quite a coup. So this is Live from the Morgue. And I don't know where my ex-girlfriend is, but most of these things are hers.
Now we're gonna ramble till 4 a.m. No, you missed it. The other night they had the creator of Baywatch? Who was on, Mitch? Somebody from Baywatch?
I don't know.
No.
Terrible.
It was a guy that writes fan fiction for Baywatch.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right.
That makes more sense.
Fan fiction for Baywatch sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard.
Sounds like dinosaur erotica.
Okay, guys. Okay,
That was all right.
Thank you.
I'm so happy you brought that up. I had to segue.
I remember. Okay. So apparently there's something going around called dinosaur erotica.
I've been obsessed with this for like a couple
this
of days.
For real. This isn't fake. I've done research on this. This is real. Dinosaur.
And I mean, it's not like I already say it's not the worst thing to jerk off to. Like, it's not the best. You know what I mean? Like, the worst would be obviously like kitty porn. You know what I mean?
I know, because those poor kitties.
Yeah, no, you gotta be kidding me.
Just meow.
Every time in my personal life, I say, "You gotta be kidding me." I think of Marie, because how many times she said it on the show? You gotta be kidding me.
Do you want to see you want to see mounted by a griffin?
Oh,
I don't know, because a griffin is technically now we're going into mythological.
Yeah, well,
I'd rather go like if you're gonna go Pegasus or a unicorn, but I want to go like T-Rex, Velociraptor.
There's a photo of mounted by a griffin.
It's just an ugly woman with the photoshopped wings and tail on her back.
Sometimes you just gotta get some griffin dick.
Hey, Mike, remember the other day when we were talking about like our favorite dinosaur fan fiction erotica and it was Ravished by Triceratops?
No, I don't remember having that.
Well, here's a picture of what we were talking about.
Oh, no.
So it's a woman. She's laying down in a bikini. Laying down in a bikini.
She's an Amazon fucking tribal princess.
This is a Photoshop Triceratops next to her.
These are real books, folks. These are not fake.
I think that's the same Velociraptor that Jesus was holding in that picture.
That looks like a book that you would buy in the airport on the way to your flight home from Minneapolis.
There's more. Let me see.
All right, can we do this? Because I was already agreeing to do this earlier. If you go on Amazon, you can download just the ebook version. So I'll put my card down.
I'll
get
it. I don't care.
Order this book. We need to read.
Didn't we have it before?
All right, dinosaur sex available on Amazon.
I need to smoke a cigarette. I'm going to return.
That's fine. Let me put something. Hold on a second.
Let's get some dinosaur erotica downloaded in full. I want to read passages.
Okay, cool. Let's pull up a song because we could do that now. Let's go to quick break just so I could. I need time to download it. Marie, any music you want?
I don't.
Or just pull the old break up. It's fine. We'll be right back.
You can't just.
We'll be right back because Marie is set up and ready to go for break.
You can't do any of
she's ready to go.
No, what?
And now we're gonna go to break.
I don't know.
Well, Marie, while you're pulling up the break,
and we're going to break.
I can read an excerpt from.
Oh yes,
one
please.
Of these books.
Oh no, we're going to break. Okay, look, guys, coming up after
I gasped between licks as his cock hardened against my hungry, greedy lips. Your dino dick wants to enter my warm, wet cave.
And he hit the post. We'll be right back.
I'm going to need a full report on you. You're going to have to do the paperwork. Your laws mean nothing to me. Last night I had a taste of the A-list. And it reminded me of something I've known for a very long time. I'm better than you. This little fucking parking lot here, this may be your kingdom, your legacy. It's a piss in the pool to me. From this moment forward, I'm getting what's mine. Fame, money, respect, chicken chains. And if you doubt that, all of you can suck my nuts. Suck on them so fucking hard you can't even breathe through your mouth, only through your nose. But it'll be even hard to do because my fucking fat dick will be clogging that shit. I'm no longer some slack-jawed dipshit that rents cars. Now I'm just back to just being a regular to who I am. You want a fucking air battle, bitch? Let's fucking air battle, huh?
Come on, man. Don't
you like
air
that?
Punch me.
Come on, put up some fucking defenses, huh?
Don't air punch me. You're not doing it good-naturedly. Stop, man. You just connected, man.
Okay, I know. That last one got away from me. But that's what happens when people get into air battles. Sometimes they connect, Mark. Sometimes they connect. I quit.
Yeah, we're back, y'all bitch made ass niggas. More like radio.com. Players.
Woo, woo, woo.
That's right. You listen to Fifth Circle,
woo,
of course.
Woo, woo.
That's right. You listening to Ty Royal Smoochie Wallace over there. Of course, DeSquarius Green Jr.
You're and, listening to DeMichael Mersch.
And of course, Dan Smith.
And Dan Smith BYU. Over here from BYU.
BYU.
BYU. Welcome back. Okay, here's what we did for you guys, you motherfuckers. We spent $3.
Three
Wait,
fucking
I'm sorry.
Dollars.
Who banned Brian.
Which Brian? Who got banned? No, we didn't ban nobody.
I'm sure one of the admins got banned. There was a lot of small penis. There was a lot of small penis posts.
Somebody banned my buddy from the chat room.
Oh, no.
Molecular Butt Monkey.
Oh, yeah, because Butt Monkey, I'll tell you why. I will explain why. Because Butt Monkey decided to post pictures of men's assholes getting fisted and tiny penises.
All right, well, he's still a good guy.
I know he is. I like Butt Monkey.
Despite the fact that he's posting gaping man ass in the chat.
No, it was a really small
penis. That might make
penis.
Him a better guy.
That's what made it upsetting to people.
Okay, well,
so
anyway.
Small and tucked in it was.
Well, while we get him back in.
Well, all right. We're
Be good. He's not banned. I'm looking at the list right now.
Okay, good.
All of it is Little Matt and Lyle.
Good.
Yes. Okay. We went to Amazon.
No, you didn't.
.com.
We found a book.
Well, Amazon. Well, before you give me some background on what Amazon is.
Okay, there's this jungle, right? All right.
No. It's the other Amazon.
It's the rainforest where most of the world's wildlife lives. It's in a very small radius.
I meant the web.
There's also a river.
There's a website about the Amazon?
And then there's the Amazonians.
Is it Amazon.com?
Women that are tough.
No, there's a
like
website
men.
Called
usually
Amazon.com.
Usually cut off one tit.
Is it about like donating to
Worship
the rainforest?
The Queen Diana.
You can buy
That's where
things.
Wonder Woman came from.
You're just being
Over 700 acres of hour are taken away.
Yeah. No.
That's where
rainforest.
Piranha live.
Really?
You going to swim with piranha?
Piranha-i.
Yeah. And there's also a tapir. It looks like a little elephant. It's adorable.
No, Amazon.com. It's
lots
a,
of poisonous
It's a website that you can
things,
go to. You can order you like know, curtain rods and Xbox games.
Really?
And like watch
now, why would things you, I want.
Hold on. Why would you need an Xbox
you
in,
know
the,
in
the Amazon?
You know how many monkeys are in the Amazon?
Well, I would prefer to have boots.
They all
really honestly.
All adorable
they
fruits.
They don't ship the items
See,
to the Amazon.
Why?
No, they
then
ship
why
them
am I
to
paying
you.
For Prime?
There's like layers of the rainforest.
You order the items.
You got the ground layer. You got like the mezzo layer. You got the top layer. That's where all the sunlight
You're gonna
goes.
Keep
the,
talking.
The bottom layer.
You're gonna
is,
keep
there's
talking.
There's shade. A lot of shade.
You're thinking of photosynthesis.
Oh no, I'm thinking of osmosis.
Okay. Anyway. We went to Walmart and we bought Taken by the T-Rex.
Wait, I'm sorry. Fill me in. What is Walmart?
Oh, let
See,
me explain.
Walmart is
There's this
really
jungle,
where
right?
Hangs out, I believe.
No. It's a huge warehouse.
Not
where
everything's
a, lot of
a jungle.
Sure?
It's not everything's a jungle. Walmart and Amazon are not jungles.
Are you sure?
It's like a city.
Someone hasn't been to Walmart at Christmas time, right, guys?
It's the urban jungle is what it is, Walmart. And have you been in a Walmart food stores?
I'll tell you
like
what.
Two different things.
Finally, somebody had
it's Walmart, ladies and gentlemen, or as we call it, the Black People's Mall. Because they don't go to actual malls.
No, they don't. Okay.
Nick, I ain't paying retail.
We downloaded for you fuckers.
We just spent cash money, bro.
There is an author named Christy Sims.
talented, prolific author.
Who she graduated from SimCity 2000.
She did.
That's she did. The SimCity Academy of Creative
Writing. I don't think
writing.
So. Are you sure?
She yeah. survived the monster attack.
How did she fit in the...
That made me really happy.
And then a hurricane and an earthquake.
And now she has no power.
She needs to rebuild all the coal plants.
But once she gets her power plant up and running and her police station's not on fire, she's going to be good.
So we downloaded a dinosaur erotica book called Taken by the T-Rex.
Which really, we should have left it at. We downloaded a dinosaur erotica book. We just gave this piece of shit $3.
Yes. Taken by the T-Rex.
Don't worry, we'll demand our money back.
Yeah, we will.
Which to me, taken by the T-Rex implies rape.
Right.
And also implies that the T-Rex has longer arms than it does, because it doesn't.
How do you rape a woman with arms like that?
Hey, come back here. Aww.
Well, I figured that we would have Marie read some excerpts.
No, you figured wrong.
Okay.
I thought I was going to read some excerpts.
Actually, whoever wants to read them can.
I mean,
I don't
you
really
just don't
care
have a laptop in front of you.
I know. I didn't. It's in the car that I didn't grab the laptop.
Well, I think that if we are going to do this, if we're going to have any whoever's going to read it, I'm going to set the some sexy music that so we could read it, too. I think it's the only right way to do it.
Of course. It's erotica. Erotosaurus Rex.
If she pulls it up, we'll just share her mic. We'll take turns.
I mean, I have it up.
Actually, I might be able to. Oh, you won't be able to right there. I'll get it. I'll figure it out.
Smashed bodies and pieces of bodies littered the valley floor as a small band of hunters looked down on the devastation which the big lizard had wrought. Most of the bodies, which lay scattered throughout the village, had been partially eaten.
This is really hot.
So far.
This is good stuff.
So far,
huge.
Good.
Bite marks, severing limbs and heads. The young women had seen 22 summers in this small village,
severing
and now it was
limbs
gone.
And severing limbs and heads. Is anybody else's dick hard already? Anybody?
The big lizard had stamped through the huts, destroying
what?
Homes
Why
are, at random.
It's the... What? I just realized...
A few of the villagers... who had escaped the big lizard must have spotted the hunting party and returned to the smashed homes which they had fled. The small hunting party made their way down down the valley side to the devastated village, and Drin looked around her with tears in her eyes. The big lizard had entered the same direction as the big light rises in the sky.
Wait, get to the part where Jeff Goldblum talks about chaos theory.
Kicking the houses apart like birds' nests and snapping its great jaws on the defenseless people inside.
You didn't
inside.
Say the magic word.
It looked as if the beast has made...
Wait, get to Where's the part... Newman? Get the part where Newman from Seinfeld gets fucking toxins spit in his face.
It looked as if the beast...
That fucking dies in the middle of a rainstorm.
...had made for the next small group of huts where it had just killed the old woman inside. Snapping them in half and allowing the pieces to fall and
this
become tangled.
This is erotic.
At this point, Newman walked away with a Barbasol can with dinosaur embryos in it.
Sam Jackson was smoking a lot.
Way more than any black man should with their penchant for heart disease and diabetes.
Drin screamed in her anguish as her eyes fell upon.
I'm assuming they were cools.
Or 305s.
As her eyes fell upon the smashed body of her mother, her legs had been savagely bitten off and eaten, allowing blood to splash across the crushed walls of her home. One of her mother's hands had been bitten off and was gone completely. Drin wept as she rocked through the ruined body back and forth, making a small keening sound in the back of her throat.
Wait, when does some good old-fashioned hard black dick get involved in this auto-erotica?
Hold on. Still, people are being eaten. We're going to read the eaten part.
Is it still at the people being horrifically eaten part?
Yes, I'm on page 2 of people being eaten. Some of the men who hunted with her had found the remains of their own families and were weeping openly. Rule could find nothing of his woman apart from a severed foot, which he carried around the remains of his home, bellowing at
this
the sky.
This is terrible.
It's just really sad.
Did Susan Dean write
Can
this?
Can we skip the album? I'm going to start. You yeah. keep
you
reading. I'm going
to
skip ahead to the
okay,
hot
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you do that. It's a good idea.
All right, we'll do that. Because at some point, a dinosaur is getting blown. And that's what
I'm
trying to get to.
Well, I mean, that would, if not, then it's a real big letdown.
I can't believe we gave this piece of shit money.
Yeah, we
I'm
did.
I'm so mad already.
And it's really good.
Yeah, she's just a piece of garbage.
Just the worst. I don't read any erotica so far. I'm skipping through a bunch of pages.
All right, let's go. I'll put some
what
more sexy.
What a big letdown.
I'll
Where's
put,
that T-Rex stick?
I'll put some
stick?
More sexy music. Go ahead.
Claw scrabbling. The Tyrannosaur headed toward the woman who had caused it so much pain and annoyance. It could see the two-legged creature walking backwards as it approached, and a small knot of concern developed within its tiny brain. Not fear, certainly, but with an awareness of something different. Drin watched in dismay as the creature slowed down slightly as she backed up, preparing to turn and run if it missed the trap. Against all expectations, the big lizard's clawed left leg came crashing down atop the framework of twigs
asshole.
And branches, pitching the beast forward as it gave
Can
way.
You, wait, I'm sorry. Can you play the theme song from Dinosaurs?
Oh, is
there that- you go. As it gave way beneath its vast weight. Its right leg stretched forwards automatically, smashing toes first into the side of the pit and snapping on one of the gigantic
okay,
claws
now it's
free.
It's going to get really sexy. I'm just warning you.
You know what? Can I just say
sure,
something?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm 69% through the book. It's not sexy yet. Still a lot of entrails.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll keep reading, but you know, somehow she must have become confused and lost her bearings, possibly due to the thrill of the hunt.
Oh wow, you're in the you're.
What? Where am I?
You're ahead of me. This is bad.
Yeah, I skipped a lot.
Oh wait, no. Here we go. Here we go. All right, now we're at the sexy.
Drin found herself climbing a sandstone path up into a hilly region and what turned out to be a rain-carved small bucks canyon. Drin could hear the clawed feet of the big lizard approaching from behind her as she tried to climb the curved and smooth surface of the rock to no avail. Fear shot through her, mingling with the arousal she felt.
Oh no!
To create a completely new feeling.
Why is she aroused? A dinosaur!
One which she did not entirely hate. She turned to see the big lizard approaching her slowly, knowing there was no escape for her.
Oh, no.
Blood dribbled from its left knee joint, right foot, and little from its nose. The injuries, however, were nothing to this creature as it calmly walked towards her.
All right, that was, Drin watched as the creature studied her. Was that caution its reptilian eyes or just her imagination? It made low growling sounds deep in its throat, and its head rocked slowly from side to side, scenting her. Ugh.
Wait, what page did you have to get to?
Then it lunged. Marie?
Drin turned her body into an attempt to run, her fight or flight reaction being automatic.
Get on the phone. Everybody walk that dinosaur.
In a heartbeat, the big lizard was upon her, its grasping, immensely strong forelegs clamping her arms with an unbreakable grip. She screamed in pain and fright as the two fingers on each hand seized her biceps, squeezing hard.
She waited
for the rending teeth to tear her flesh and muscle from her snapping bones and to see her blood fountaining before her eyes. Instead, the pain
Get
from her arms
floor,
actually
everybody fuck a
decreased minutely as she hung suspended
fuck
in the
a
air.
Dinosaur.
Looking down, Drin could see down her body, past her breasts with their erect nipples, past her flat stomach, and down to the loincloth which hung loosely from her lips.
I thought I was going to start reading it.
Yeah, go ahead.
From her hips. Go ahead. Loosely from her hips.
Hot breath caressed the small of her back. An exquisite thrill throughout her body as the big lizard sniffed her. Without warning, it ripped her loincloth away. She looked down once more, shocked at the actions of this monster, to see the curls of her own dark pubic hair. Below her feet was an object which she was unable to identify, 2 feet in length at least. It was as thick as her arm at the elbow, except for the end, which tapered down to a blunt point, dark red and solid.
So the dinosaur's dick was as big as her arm.
So dinosaurs apparently have doggy dicks. I didn't know that.
Oh my god. When the realization hit her like a punch in the stomach, she began to struggle and writhe. There was no way this creature would be able to shove that massive member inside her. Legs kicking and head thrashing side to side, Dren screamed and cried out for the big lizard to let her go or just kill and eat her, either of which would be preferable to being torn apart by its cock.
There was no response from the creature save for a gentle lowering of her body towards that massive phallus.
Dren stilled as she felt the first touch of the creature's rock hard, red hot, moist flesh bobbing against her thighs.
Wait, I thought dinosaurs had like cold, scaly. What?
I thought they were cold blooded too. Apparently, when they're rock hard, they're not.
I can't. I just can't. It's so bad and sexy.
Waiting for the final push, which would surely split her in two, Dren felt tears dampen the side of her nose and cheeks as her emotions boiled over.
And you can always count on having a fun day.
You still with me, Mersh? You
spend it. Oh, yeah, where am I at?
In a vain attempt
to make it hurt less, Dren opened her legs as far as she was able to while hanging in midair. The creature drove upwards, smashing the tip of its tapered cock into her sensitive pussy. Sensitive is spelled wrong, by the way. I paid $2.99 for this book.
It's spelled wrong?
It's spelled incorrect. It was way too big to actually fit, so the length of it slid along her dampness. Spreading her pussy lips wide and stroking the super sensitive tissue. The super sensitive tissue.
They're not even trying.
The tissue.
It's super sensitive there.
If I told the chick right now that I'm hung, like, hey, baby, I'm gonna make your pussy tissues fucking move around.
Only the super sensitive parts, though.
Dren screamed, even though it had not hurt anywhere near as much as she believed it would.
She's a fucking whore.
Oh, what a fucking slut.
Well, she thought she was gonna bang
a T-Rex doesn't rip her in half?
Well, she thought she was gonna bang an NFL running back. So she really did actually get off light.
Oh my god, I don't even know how to start this next. Okay.
It's gonna be so good, though.
In confusion, the T-Rex drew back and tried to penetrate her again. The result being the same, its long, rough member grazing across her clitoris as it thrust. The effect was actually beginning to feel nice to Dren, even though the thought of this vile beast arousing her was disgusting. It was better than being devoured. Once again, the big lizard tried to push itself inside her and was unable to, merely grinding her dampening cunt hard against its stiff cock.
We're pressed for time. I know we have to cut ahead a little bit, so I'll take over the next one. Dren could not believe the amazing feelings which were shooting through her body and issuing from her battered clit and pussy.
No.
If she got out of this, she resolved to find herself a young and energetic bedfellow and show him how to do this to her. Unbelievably, Dren started to feel herself building up towards another intense climax. As she came, she clutched tightly onto the big lizard's dick. Her arms and legs tightening on the throbbing, red-hot member. The Tyrannosaurus Rex yelled loudly as pints of white fluid shot from the tip of its fat cock to splash onto the rocks below them. Once, twice, and then a third time, the big lizard ran its shaft against her naked body. Each time, more of its semen ejaculated across the canyon, wetting the rocks below.
It's way too much semen, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. That seems like a lot of semen.
It's a lot of cum.
It's way too much. More cum than I'm even comfortable with.
Way too much cum.
Oh, God.
You finish the story and wrap this, whatever this was up. Yeah,
there is so much dinosaur erotica going on in our chat room. It's not even funny. It's just pictures of dinosaurs fucking other things.
Why did you post did homosexuality kill off the dinosaurs?
It's not really related to what it kind of is, but I thought it was funny.
So it did though, right? In the Bible?
I think so. Because I'm just reading some of the bullet points they have there. It said, much like today's serial killer homosexuals, dinosaurs lived a life of violence and sodomy.
They did. It's a well-known fact. They did.
Fueled by Satanism, violence, and sodomy, dinosaurs had little chance to survive as a species.
But why were they fueled by Satan? What proves?
Obviously, because they're gay.
Oh, okay.
Well, fueled by Satan.
That's
why the dinosaurs died. Jesus killed them.
Jesus killed. Okay.
And soft kill poison.
I don't know what websites.
But mostly Jesus.
What websites are you going to that you get this information from, Mitch?
Google?
No, not Google.
Google is your friend.
Yeah, it is. You know who's a friend? Jesus is a friend of mine. Jesus is my friend.
Unless you're gay.
All right, seriously, Atticus, the things you're finding are just now beyond disturbing.
What is he finding? What did he post?
I think he posted a Land Before Time.
Okay, come
deviant
on.
Deviant art.
I see that.
I saw that one. I didn't post it.
Oh, it's just.
There's a couple of them. You want?
It's just the worst thing I've ever seen.
They look so happy, though.
No.
I mean, there are some tongues sticking out.
Stop it.
I mean, it's just. It's inappropriate on too many levels.
Anyway, what do you call a gay dinosaur? A megasaur ass. A megasaur ass.
I didn't realize homosexuality was such an epidemic in the dinosaur community.
I mean,
I'm learning a lot. I don't know why they would have left that part out of the Bible. Seems hot. What?
Who in the Bible... Where did
suppressed
it say?
How hot it was?
Who in the Bible said that
thou shalt not suck another T-Rex's dick without marriage? It was in Leviticus somewhere. I'm sure of it. I read that in Sunday school.
I think there was a couple passages in Ephesians as well.
Oh, yeah. Do you know how many psalms there are about it?
At least four.
Practically all they sing about.
There's more songs about boobs. There's a lot of boobs in psalms. Boobs. I remember that.
Boobs.
Yeah.
No, seriously, where's Mersh? I thought this was his secret show. Sorry, go ahead. Just yell at Mersh.
Yes, it's being recorded, the _ derailer.
Yeah. Shut up. Stupid.
Wow, 100% of the dinosaur population was gay?
I didn't know that. These are just facts that you learned.
So does that mean there was only like two dinosaurs total?
Maybe.
No, that's not true. Jurassic Park, remember, like they reproduced asexually?
Well, it wasn't asexual.
Through frogs, they could change sexes. Nature finds a way. Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Chaos theory.
Dinosaur jokes.
Water.
All right, now Greenway's just posting Barney peeing. I don't even know when that is.
It may be Barney peeing or Barney coming.
Well, it's green, though.
What color cum is that?
It's chlamydia.
I mean, now it's just really terrible paint art that I can't even read. Why would that be worth anything to anybody? Seriously, Marsh, this is your show. I'm just yelling at him because, you know, he's not here on the show that he wanted to do, that he drove over here for.
Did you know when you go into Google and you look up dinosaur porn, you'll just see some pictures of two guys sucking each other's cocks?
Oh,
I don't
really know
what this has to do with dinosaurs, but I just want to let you know.
I want to Google it now. Okay, so what did you Google?
I just searched for dinosaur porn, and in the image is a bunch of columns down. It's just some guy sucking another guy's cock.
So I think what we can take away from all this is that dinosaurs are sexy.
As sexy as you could get at this time of night anyway. I mean, really, it's 2 in the morning. You got to go home with a dinosaur. You got to go home with a dinosaur.
Come on, folks. If anybody's listening live on your smartphones or in your cars, you're out at the bars, look, you're not me or Royce.
Yeah.
A dinosaur may be the best thing you can go home with.
It's the best you could do. Come on.
I mean, at the end of the day, and you know what? Honestly,
it's not bad.
Fucking dinosaur, it's fine. Settle. I mean, you can't be cool like Royce or me or Mitch.
Yeah, it's
or
just
any
fine,
of these guys that have cool chicks. Like,
I'm right here.
Shut up, Marie.
Nobody cares about you.
You're an idiot.
Nobody's ever cared about you.
Ever in your life.
You've been a novelty on this station. It's strictly been because when we want to sell sponsors, we're like, hey, one of the owners is a woman.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really.
You're a minority hire at best.
Yeah, we just get a picture of you in a skirt suit up on the website, and they're like, oh, look, they empower women. We don't really give a shit about you, Marie.
I like my pencil skirt.
Not even a little.
Nobody hates your pencil skirt.
Why do you have a skirt made of pencils?
Number two pencils, yeah, so that it would accept in the Scantron machine.
They're all Ticonderogas.
All right, what outro song do you want, Marsh? Give me a song.
Let's play I Got Nothing.
I got nothing. Let's see what comes up.
Much anime porn when you Google dinosaur porn.
There's so much anime porn when you Google John Sansari. That was probably a little too inside. None of the listeners enjoyed that, but everybody on the More Like Radio staff enjoyed that.
I did.
Anybody who's ever shared a Netflix account with John Sansari enjoyed that.
John's, because we shared a Netflix account with John. John's Netflix queue looks like a 4-year-old with a sex habit. It's the worst thing you've ever seen.
It's all anime porn and ninja stuff. It's really weird.
All right. I guess I don't know what we're going to plug. Hey. Unless you guys got anything.
I got nothing really to plug until we have a show again.
We'll figure it out, kids.
I'm taking all this back.
Yes, that's yours. That is all yours.
That's ours.
No, what mic is this?
Why are you just stealing
the
shit?
The mic and the cable.
Bro. Just come to my house, touch my shit, bro. All right, guys. Thank you for hanging out with the family tonight. We totes preach. We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
Whatever.
I'm not figuring out shit.
It's all going to be okay.
All right, calm down.
It's all going to be okay.
Calm down. All right, guys. Peace.